Time for our Madison Dawson Camby Library Show. We get information from all three libraries, right, Lydia?
Yes, lots of stuff going on at all three.
Lydia Rebine joins us once again. She's in the studio and, well, kind of a dreary day.
I'd say that's a way to put it. Dreary, wet, kind of miserable.
Okay. But we know what's coming in about a month, right?
You know, unpopular opinion, I take the snow.
Oh, okay, you're because, snow.
Yeah, you get some sunlight with that.
Okay,
good. And that is my priority. All so,
right. Yep.
Send the hate mail now, but I'll take the snow.
Well, winter's my favorite season. I've always said that. I've always liked winter.
It must be because you're always posting photos of yourself out walking in it. So.
That's right. All right, Lydia, well, thanks for coming into the studio again. Fill us in on what's happening at the libraries.
Well, some take and make kits for kids are our big things right now. So over in Madison, we currently have also a fall painting project that kids can stop in and complete. Then starting next week, November 14th, we'll have a take and make kit available for a turkey wreath that kids can pick up. Dawson, meanwhile, has a turkey craft take and make kit for kids, and Camby has a paper pumpkin craft take and make. We are also in Madison looking at potentially some crochet classes. We haven't set any dates for that yet. We're kind of feeling out interest, but those have been popular in the past, so keep an ear out for that. We're thinking maybe an introduction to crochet and then something a little more advanced with some patterns. Karen has been working on that, so that should be a lot of fun. It's kind of turning into that season where you start thinking of indoor crafts.
Right, right. That's true.
So that's a couple of the things going on. Definitely go on to our Facebook pages. We have a few other things we're working on right now, but just aren't fully set. So we'll announce those on there once we have everything going. But I wanted to talk today a little bit about some of our electronic resources. And one of those is a nice segue because it is crafts. I think we've talked about this a little bit before, but Pioneerland through Prairie Lands has a subscription to a website called Creative Bug. And on Creative Bug, patrons can stream thousands of fine art and handcrafting classes and find instructions for different projects. The artists that created the website, Courtney and Cabrina, I wanted to say Katrina there.
Cabrina.
Okay. Create classes that use simple materials that are easily found in their home or around the home. A lot of nature-themed projects as well. Their theme this coming month is Home is Where You Make It. That's the class series that they're going to be doing throughout November. November 8th, they will have salt dough ornaments classes. November 10th is beeswax celebration candles. November 15th is eco-friendly gift wrap ideas. And November 22nd is botanical boughs for all seasons. So those are some special classes coming up in November. But they have year-round projects, just so many different things on there. And if you are an artist or a crafter, you're going to find something. And then those seasonal things also are archived afterwards. So if you can't go on there and catch the class as it's airing, you can find it in their archives. It's a really great resource, and it's totally free to Pioneerland patrons who have a working library card. Just go to creativebug.com/prairielands, also all one word. So creativebug.com/prairielands to register for a free account with your library barcode number. You do have to enter that full address, creativebug.com/prairielands. If you just put in creativebug.com, it will take you to a paid sign up. So make sure you put in that Prairie Lands, then you will be asked to enter your library barcode number, and you can register for a free account, and you'll have access to all of those resources at absolutely no cost. So that's an awesome one and perfect for this season, when again, I think we're all thinking of stuff to do inside, because it's just not the nicest out there.
That's right.
And then one other I wanted to mention that is available to anyone with a Pioneerland Library card is the subscription to BrainFuse Help Now. I know we've talked about this one before, but it's a really great resource. BrainFuse Help Now is a free, totally free online tutoring service through grades kindergarten through 12th with live tutors. It's available from 2 to 11 p.m. every day, excluding holidays. So with Veterans Day coming up, for instance, it would be closed on that. But otherwise, from 2 to 11 p.m., tutoring is available in English and Spanish, and it covers all of the major subject areas from math to science, English language, arts, social studies, even reading assistance. They also offer adult learning with live one-on-one academic coaching, practice test centers, and a lot of online resources. So again, another great resource, and all you need to do is go to www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us/learning-tools. And that will bring you to the page where BrainFuse Help Now is the first link. You click on that link and you can get access to all those great tutoring services. So just so many things to check out on that Pioneerland website. Those are a couple of them, but there are a lot of other great resources and archives of information. So definitely go to www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us. Check out the section of learning tools, the different library archives. You'll be amazed what you can find on there. And then one last thing I wanted to mention for events coming up are book clubs, just to remind everybody of those. All three libraries have their own book club. Dawson's and Cambie meet on the first Tuesday of the month. Cambie's is at 10:30 in the morning, and Dawson's is at 6:30 in the evening. Again, that's the first Tuesday of the month. And then Madison's meets the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 in the evening. So if you haven't joined a book club before, it's a fun experience. You'll read all kinds of things that you probably wouldn't normally pick up. And you'll discover a lot of new authors and topics.
And it's a good way to discuss the book with other people.
Yes, absolutely.
I think people enjoy that part of it, don't they?
Because especially depending on the book, each person may have a very different takeaway from that book and have interpreted it in different ways. So that's another thing that's really interesting about a book club is seeing what everyone else got from the book.
Exactly. All right, should we, let's move into what are people reading at the libraries. What are you guys reading over there?
Oh, as usual, Paul, just a little bit of everything.
Everything. Yes. A lot of different tastes.
Yeah, it's the full smorgasbord.
There you go.
I've been reading a book called Cabin Fever, The Harrowing Journey of a Cruise Ship at the Dawn of a Pandemic by Jonathan Franklin and Michael Smith. It's a wild read, let me tell you. In early 2020, the world was on edge. An ominous virus was spreading on different continents, and no one knew what was the coming weeks would bring. Far from the hotspots, the cruise ship Zaandam was preparing to sail from Buenos Aires, Argentina, loaded with 1,200 passengers, Americans, Europeans, and South Americans, plus 600 crew members. Most passengers were older than 65. There was concern about the virus on the news, and it had already killed and sickened passengers on other Holland America ships. But that was oceans away, and escaping to sea at the ends of the earth for a few weeks seemed like it might be a good option. Among the travelers, there was an American school superintendent, retired, on a dream vacation with his wife of 56 years, on a personal quest to see Machu Picchu. There was an Argentinian psychologist taking a trip to celebrate her 64th birthday with her husband, although she found herself fretting in her cabin on one day trying to dismiss her fears of what she was hearing on the news. There's also an Indonesian laundry manager who's been toiling on Holland America cruise ships for 30 years, sending his monthly paychecks to his family back home. Within days, people aboard Zaandam begin to fall sick. The world's ports shut down. Zaandam becomes a top story on the news and is denied safe harbor everywhere, with only two doctors aboard and few medical supplies to test for or treat for COVID-19, and with dwindling food and water, the ship wanders the ocean on an unthinkable journey. Deb has been reading There's No Place Like Nome by Katie Stearns, who you recently interviewed. And this is her newest book. Lacey Murdoch's life screeches to a halt when she gets stranded in small-town Larkspur for Christmas. Thankfully, the innkeeper is a handsome and sweet man who makes for a welcome distraction from the life she left in Minneapolis. In Larkspur, she rediscovers her passion for creating and realizes what she's been missing since her mom died. But the quick attachment she forms to this town and these people have her wondering if she could ever be happy anywhere else. Will she take the leap and make a move, or will she leave behind her chance at real love? The last thing Will Christensen expected for Christmas was a beautiful wayward traveler who instantly charms anyone he meets. Her eagerness to help her sister is just the first way she wins him over, and before he knows it, he's telling her his dreams of leaving the inn to become a restaurant owner. But following his dreams means saying no to his family, who depend on him for everything. He tries not to fall, but he can't help wishing Lacey would become a permanent fixture in his world. Will he find the courage to take charge of his own life, or will he continue his yes-man ways? And again, that's by Katie Stearns, who you recently interviewed and who we had at the libraries for an author visit. And a portion of the proceeds from each copy of this book that's sold is going to be going to the Stevens Elementary Library. So if you want to go out and buy a copy, it's going to a really great cause. Karen is getting in the Christmas spirit, apparently. She is reading The Noel Diary, Noel Collection Book 1 by Richard Paul Evans. Best-selling romance author Jacob Churcher hasn't been home for almost 20 years, not since his mentally ill mother kicked him out of the house when he was just 16. When a lawyer calls days before Christmas to inform him that his estranged mother has passed away and left her house to him, Jacob returns not just to settle the estate, but to try and reconcile with the past. But as it turns out, the house holds more than just difficult memories. Jacob's mother had become a hoarder, and he must excavate through 2 decades worth of clutter. As Jacob digs through the detritus, like an archaeologist, he uncovers many puzzling items, including a diary left by someone named Noelle, a young woman he has no recollection of, who stayed with the Jacobs family during her pregnancy. That's not the only echo from the past. Jacob has an unexpected visitor, Rachel, a woman looking for the mother who put her up for adoption 30 years before. United by their quest to make sense of the past and rewrite their futures, Jacob and Rachel begin a search. Along the way, they find more than they possibly could have imagined, including grace, forgiveness, and a chance at love. Alice is reading TikTok Sisterhood, Book 34, by Fern Michaels. Book 34. Wow. The Sisterhood, a group of women from all walks of life bound by friendship and years of adventure. Armed with vast resources, top-notch expertise, and a loyal network of allies around the globe, the Sisterhood will not rest until every wrong is made right. In the course of both their official careers and their top-secret missions, the Sisterhood and their menfolk have acquired enemies. Myra has been feeling uneasy of late, and her fears are justified when her adopted daughter, Nikki, is seriously injured. With Nikki in a coma and signs that the organization's online security has been breached, the women of the Sisterhood are more vulnerable than they've ever been. On their trail is a vicious felon with scores to settle and a network of accomplices willing to do his bidding for a price. He sets his sights on vengeance, and the attack on Nikki is just the beginning. And last but not least, Naomi is reading Whirlwind, Only in Gooding, Book 3, by Kathy Marie Hake. When Millicent Fairweather boards the opportunity to journey to America, she's confident a better life awaits. Before she knows it, she's taken out of steerage to be a nanny to a delightful little boy who quickly wins her heart. Widower Daniel Clark isn't sure about the pretty bundle of energy who takes the nanny position, but he figures the voyage is only 1 week. When disaster strikes, Daniel seizes the chance to rescue Millicent and her sister. A most convenient marriage ensues. Only Daniel realizes his heart has been lost, while she views it as a business arrangement. Will this whirlwind marriage have a chance as Daniel will this whirlwind marriage have a chance as Daniel sets out to woo his oblivious wife?
All right. A lot of reading there from you guys.
Yes. And like I said, just a little bit of everything.
Everything. All right. So where's the Madison? Why don't you go through your spiel? What do we do? When you open and where you're located?
Absolutely. We are located on the north end of Main Street in Madison. We're on the west side of Main Street. We are open Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. We are always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch on weekdays.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in today.
Oh, yes. Always great to visit, Paul.
You bet. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Cambie Dawson Public Libraries.
Yeah.
Right?
You got it.
Got it all in.